The Sunnyside School District Board could be the next jurisdiction to face a lawsuit for violating the Washington State Voting Rights Act. A group has notified the district that the election system dilutes the Latino vote, and if it's not fixed, it could end up in court. NWPB's Johanna Bejarano reports.
Sunnyside's school district serves more than 90% of Hispanic and Latino students. Maria Fernandez is executive director of Empowering Latina Leaders and Action. Fernandez says Latinos have no representation in the school board, and it didn't change in the last election.
We were looking at a primarily all-white school district, just like we were looking at an all-white city council.
Fernandez says Latino candidates didn't get the positions because of the at-large election system. An at-large election system allows all voters within the school district boundaries cast their ballots for all school board candidates, regardless of their district residency. David Montes is the American Civil Liberties Union attorney handling the case.
Overwhelmingly, the white voters voted against the Latinx candidate, and the Latinx voters voted for the Latinx candidate.
Montes says the at-large system for board elections deepens the Latino vote dilution, and the results of District 5, when Sandra Cesati raced against the incumbent Stephen Burt for the school board seat, prove it.
In the entire school district, actually, she got 91.5% of the Latinx vote. Her district is District 5. It has 58% Latinx active voters in the voting population. We know that in District 5, Sandra Cesati won the election.
But Montes says that's because other districts were involved.
The candidate that the people of District 5 chose was not elected because they were able to dilute the votes of the people in District 5. So I think Sandra Cesati's election is proof in and of itself of a voting rights violation.
Fernandez says there is a lack of representation coupled with very little diversity within the school district's administration. She is also concerned about racism and discrimination.
There are parents and students and even staff that are highly frustrated with the environment of the school district. There's very frustrated feelings that there is an issue of favoritism, nepotism, racism, discrimination in its hiring practice.
Fernandez also says another issue is the lack of ethnic studies, Native American studies, Black studies, and Chicano studies in the school district. In a written statement, the director of communication for the Sunnyside School District, Jessica Morgan, says the district is working with its attorney to review the documentation provided to them. The district did not comment regarding the litigation intention. The school district and the board have been the target of criticism for several months. Parents protested last February to denounce the increase of school violence and lack of action to keep the students safe. I'm Johanna Bejarano reporting.